podcast listeners. This is the Brendan Brown's Clutch the Facts and Theories podcast show. I'm your host, Brendan Brown, and today this will be an unscripted episode that we're going to talk about, and mainly something that I know I may can get in. Now, I'm just telling you guys, it's all my opinion. There may be a little bit of research in this video, but mainly it will just be me just discussing why you should start a YouTube channel. So starting a YouTube channel is really easy. It's really simple. You just got to have the determination, the discipline, the dedication to record. You really just have to have the patience to know that it won't happen overnight, but it will happen soon if you just stay consistent. Number one right there. The next thing is you just have to really use other social media platforms. You can't just be using YouTube all the time, posting. YouTube Shorts can help you, but you need TikTok, you need Instagram, you need those other platforms in order to gain your help in growing. And the next one is also is you have to network with other people. I've realized that a lot too. And if you have a YouTube channel or even a podcast type YouTube channel or just a podcast in general audio, you know, try to interview different guests that you know from different shows or different platforms, different things that you've interviewed or that interviewed you. Try to do that. Try to do all that networking and also not just virtually but in person, because it seems like this pandemic is starting to go away. So start trying to talk to people, you know, outside of your virtual home. Go outside and actually talk to people and really enjoy yourself. Those are just the key things you got to know when doing a YouTube channel. But the real things we're going to talk about here through my experience with YouTube. You know, you really, really, really have to edit your videos. Your videos won't be good at first, but you just have to be consistent. That's the main thing. If you just start off being consistent and keep growing, it will do right. You know, I've been talking to a lot of people I've known a lot. Even my friend named Zachary Ford, who I always do Instagram lives with. If you want to see that every Saturday, click the link down below. You know, I always tell his little brother, I'm not going to call his name out, but I always tell him that, you know, if you want to be consistent with your YouTube channel, you can't just be slacking off. And he's younger, so of course he may not understand it. But some young people can understand it at his age, at 10. You can't just be slacking off. You can't just be trying to not do it. Oh, I'm tired of this. No. And for you adults or even teens who are looking at this, if you're working a job while doing this, you know, I'm sorry to tell you this, but don't try to be worried or stressed about this job and balancing this and that. Figure out how to balance out both your job and your YouTube life. I know it can be tiring, but at the same time, realize that this is your main goal, YouTube. So those times that you're off work, go focus on that YouTube channel. Even if you're tired, focus on it. Because at the end of the day, it will benefit you more than that boring job you're working at. Because if you don't like that job, then you know what to do. Find another way to get out of it. And this is your only way to get out of it. This or social media or any other form of success that can get you full time. That job is temporary if you're trying to grow this YouTube channel. You need to stay consistent with it. Now this is where you need to get the truth. I'm getting really pumped up today, guys. You have to be inspired by either yourself, if you're not faith-based, but by God, to really pursue your career in YouTube. Stop playing this like it's just a joke. YouTube is a real thing. YouTube is a marathon, not a sprint. So take your time. Don't kill yourself. You know, people are wondering like, oh, do I need to buy a camera? Do I need to do this? No. I'm using my phone right now. All this editing, through my phone. All this recording, through my phone. Literally. You can edit through apps. I'm gonna tell you, CapCut, UCut, two good apps to use. I would prefer CapCut over UCut, but I still use those two apps to edit. I use CapCut to edit the intro and things. I use UCut to edit the ums. But CapCut is for visual appeal. Canva, I use some of that for my intro where it says welcome to my channel. That's through Canva, guys. Literally, use Canva, editing like CapCut, or should I say editing tool, and you're good. People wondering, oh, I gotta use my camera, I gotta buy my camera. You don't have to buy your camera. You can literally do it right through there. What you're looking at right there is on my phone. Just understand, guys, that you just got to be consistent. And I'm telling you all these things if I were to tell my past self when I started. And a fun fact to learn here is that, you know, with computers, you can actually do them live. Like, you can do a YouTube live on your computer if you don't have over, I think, like 500 subscribers or something. Because I know if you have like over something such subscribers, you can do lives on your phone. But until you reach that, since you're not reaching it yet, since you're probably just starting, you can do lives right on your computer. And maybe 720, 1080p, I think, but still do it. That's a good deal so that you can be live with your audiences. I remember I did some lives once in a while too for this podcast, right on this thing through my computer. And the next thing to learn when you're doing a YouTube channel is, and also with, you know, doing YouTube, you can also just do lives through other platforms. Like for me, I use Riverside. Riverside is great for podcasting because I know Anchor just now partnered up with them. I use Anchor for my podcast. Of course, this is a YouTube podcast channel. And I just want to tell you guys that if you guys want to use Riverside, they can scale up from all the way from 1080p to 4K or 720p to 4K. And I'm telling you guys, if you're doing interviews on YouTube channels, rather if it's podcasts or just a normal interview, or just lives on Twitch, YouTube, whatever platform, they'll give you high quality. And you can also edit snippets, literally either like a full screen, a widescreen, or even like a little square box post. It doesn't matter. Like, literally, you can choose so much customizable options when you're making content, rather if it's live or if it's pre-recorded content. And I'm telling you, if you truly want to check out Riverside, go click that link down below and you'll get 20% off when you done purchase your first subscription Riverside. Or I think it's your subscription constantly if you keep buying and using that code. But I believe it's only with your first subscription. If I'm not, I'm mistaken probably, but I'm just telling you guys that because Riverside is a great platform I personally use. I'm just telling you guys that it's really, really great and I have a wonderful, great experience with it. So if you're looking for some interviews or whatever, use Riverside. The next one and the final one is I just want to tell you guys if you're trying to start a YouTube channel is don't let people get next to you. Don't let people cause you to get messed up in your career or to get messed up into what you're doing. This goes for even things outside of YouTube, outside of your purpose. Don't let people stop you from what you're doing because whatever dream you have, whatever goal you have, they can't stop you. Now, if they're criticizing you for something true, then of course listen and be realistic sometimes. But at the end of the day, if you can just do this through God, if you're faith-based, you got this handled. But I just want to tell you that with a YouTube channel comes a lot, but these are all the things I would tell myself if I were to start a YouTube channel again. If you want to get to know more about this community and things, click that link tree so that you can be able to get the link to my socials, all the podcast website, and many more. So have a blessed day and goodbye. Alrighty, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this wonderful episode. I really, really was inspired to do this episode because it's been a while when I could really do an episode that I know I can put my boost and real passion into it, guys. Because I'm telling you, I'm trying to speak about all topics and be a little bit more broad in the self-development need. And I'm trying my best to just really, really pursue you guys into pursuing your purpose or your YouTube channel or whatever you're trying to do. So hopefully you just enjoyed this wonderful episode and have a blessed day.